controller.
Large morning show in the afternoon, Christmas program. Was that cool?
Very nice.
That was good. Yeah.
I take my goofy glasses off. I got these reading glasses, and I can't see anybody when I have the reading glasses on.
Good story, Dan.
Yeah,
but what do you see with the reading glasses on?
Nothing. Just
well,
a bunch
then.
Of black stuff on a paper. I can't make
still
it out.
Still not clear, is it? Poor
black
thing.
Fuzz. It's like black fuzz. We are the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Frank is on vacation. He'll be on vacation this week and next week, and then after the beginning of the year, he'll be back.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
Yeah. And that voice you hear, ladies and gentlemen,
oh, yes. Yes.
Is the voice of Outdoors, Ned Spurk.
Oh, man.
So pleased to be here.
The Spurk man with us.
Holy cow. I'm indoors today.
Yeah, indoors, Ned Spurk.
Yes.
Bill Cleveland couldn't join us today, but Ned has graciously joined us.
Yeah, I'm gracious.
And, man, it's so exciting because I have a song. I have a Christmas song that I'm going to sing, and I usually sing this thing every single year. I don't know if I sang it yet last year.
You play harmonica?
I don't remember singing
no,
it.
No.
You singing
oh,
it
oh, I
any
do.
Year.
You don't?
Last
no.
year?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Year, maybe I did. I have sung this song. Is it sung or sang?
I have sung this song
every year that I've been in radio. So, and I have parts for everyone in the room.
Oh, good. It's,
oh.
It's like one of those rounds, like a row, row, row your belt thing?
No, not that.
Bad.
No, but I'll point to you guys when
we're
you jump in.
We're just the background singers, to the lead singer.
Yeah.
We're kind of the Shirelles.
Yeah. And then Outdoors Ned, or Ned Spurk, has a poem today,
right?
I
do.
Oh. This is awesome.
You know, we could call ourselves, it could be Dan Strauss and the Levi's.
Ooh, I
hey,
like that. That
what do you think
good.
About that?
Hey,
good.
Okay. Pretty good. I like that.
Yeah. Rolls off the tongue.
I do like that.
Oh, yeah.
So if Frank were here, he would say, does anyone have anything to say?
Boy, I do.
From Mr. Burke's
I do.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I do.
Karen's loaded up and ready.
I am.
Loaded up.
I mean.
I'm gonna scoot a little closer.
The first item. The other three things are great. The first item. I say this, and I say this on behalf of every single one of you that is dealing with moronic drivers today.
Oh my God!
I mean to tell you, they're everywhere. And if you're not really on your guard. There could be a ton more accidents than there already are. And by the way, on westbound 70, right after you cross the Blanchette Bridge.
What?
Oh boy.
Did I say the Blanchette Bridge?
Have you been having some magnets?
No, I need
She's
some.
Loaded.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
There was a 3 or 4 car accident, so if you're kind of stuck in a backup, that's the reason why. All right, now, to the woman.
Uh-oh. A personal attack.
Driving the blue Saturn View.
Do you have her license number?
Oh, I have it. You know, I may even give some of the characters of it.
Saturn View?
The Saturn View.
V-U-E.
Yeah,
like a
SUV.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Who was leaving Mid Rivers Mall. And if anybody's been at Mid Rivers Mall, and many, many people have, there are multiple lanes that exit. And there are 3 lanes that allow you to get on to 370. or you can work your way over onto Interstate 70. You have a lot of choices there. Okay. To the woman.
She stops to smack something. Yeah, smack beating her pen on
to the woman in the blue Saturn View. Madam, you are a dumbass.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she did one of those half-blinker blips and almost bought the entire right side of my Tahoe.
Oh, boy.
And so when I hit the Bryce and just kind of flashed him and I'm trying to go for the horn at the same time, it's one of those, you know, and she moves over. But then thinking, well, now I have 2 feet in front of, because I've slowed down, she starts to come over again.
Oh, boy. It's like,
okay, but then if she rethinks what she did, she comes over 3 lanes, and then it's like, oh, no, I don't want to go on Interstate 70. I want to go on 370, and she moves right back into the lane where she was and flips me off.
Oh,
yeah. Well, okay, you flip me off because you, lady, are the dumbass. So I say that for everybody out there that's just livid today with these stupid drivers.
I flipped you off, too, probably.
That's different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
You flipped her off when she walked in here.
Oh, that's right. The daily occurrence.
Now, the only other things I want to mention, kind of interesting in business, a couple of great big mergers. Did you hear AMC Theaters and Lowe's Theaters?
Really?
Merging.
Lowe's?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to build their own theaters?
I see what you did. And Maytag and Whirlpool, it looks like it is going to happen.
Really?
The shareholders at Maytag voted, yeah, go ahead today.
Holy cow.
That's kind of interesting. Hmm. Then we have new scientific news. I think this is worthy of a bulletin.
I don't know
if you all heard this. But scientists have discovered 2 more rings around Uranus.
Oh.
Around Uranus?
Yeah.
I thought the rings were around Saturn.
Now there's a total of 13.
13
rings is what I heard.
Another fine product from Uranus.
Well, that's what I heard on one of the network newscasts, but they were reluctant to call it Uranus, our preferred pronunciation. I think it was Uranus or
Uranus
or something, you know, like
Uranus.
That.
So is there a satellite or something around Uranus investigating up
there? I have no idea. I don't know how they
determine. I think this is because they're tapping all our phones.
Oh, yeah. Probably. You
know
what? Maybe,
yeah. How else would they know about Uranus?
Yeah. Hey, Bob, did you see the new ring around Uranus?
I think that makes 13,
yeah.
How can I?
Holy cow.
And then the only other thing I want to mention, and I'll have to ask Dan Strauss to maybe give us a recreation of, a creation, I guess, of how it should have sounded. Because last night, and I only watched it on television and I listened to it on the radio, at the Missouri-Illinois game at Savas, and boy, it was like Missouri didn't even show up.
Oh, there you
But at that basketball game, do you know who announced the teams?
Oh, you know what? And I think I do because he does the announcing for the St. Louis Billikens.
It was Guy Phillips.
No.
It was. And Guy, you sounded great, except you sounded more like a Jim Holder than you did your real Guy Phillips self over on Y98. So I now turn to Dan Strauss and I ask you if you could just a couple of opening remarks about the basketball game, really the way I was expecting to hear it last night. From Guy Phillips at Savas.
Good evening to this evening, everybody. It's a great big day in the Gateway City. It's the Phillips Company here. Welcome to Savas Center. You've got the Fighting Illini going up against the Missouri Tigers.
Good job.
That was good.
But it wasn't like that. He was real straightforward and very Jim Holder-ish, and he did a great job. So hi to Guy Phillips.
He's been doing the Billikens for a long time.
I know.
All right. Wow, Karen was loaded up. Yes, but you're right. You're right about those people that are driving today. I mean,
everybody's nuts today. They're driving crazy.
I know. I don't know.
Over.
It's like, it is. It's, anybody else have anything to say? Anybody else?
I've got a little something.
Oh. Oh, Ned Spark, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Oh, sure. Oh,
I feel cooler now. Do you guys like your mother-in-law?
I don't have a mother-in-law.
Dan, you kind of don't have a mother-in-law, but you really do, don't you?
I do, yeah, because we've lived together for like 13 or 14 years, so.
Karen?
Yeah. I don't. Merle's mom is deceased.
Passed away. I'm glad I brought it up.
Yeah. Shame on you.
No, but I love my, if she would, my pretend mother-in-law.
Yeah.
I have a pretend father-in-law, pretend mother-in-law, pretend brother-in-law. So my pretend mother-in-law, I love her.
You just have a pretend little life.
Yes, I do.
Well, my mother-in-law is tremendous. And she, as you may know, I married, Ima is a little younger than I am. She is,
About 14 or 15?
No, we just got out of the Happy Meals. She's 35, and my mother-in-law is 2 years older than I am.
Two years older than you?
That's right. And she's terrific.
That's sick.
She just heard me say that, guys. But she's terrific. And my whole in-law family is terrific, actually. They've welcomed me. Well, they've tolerated me since I kind of infiltrated their ranks. She stayed up last night and made... She had a business called Ladybug Pies. She stayed up last night and had a little tagline... a flaky crust is a must.
Oh,
isn't that
good.
Nice?
That's very good.
That was on the little label and everything. And that was Ladybug Pies, and she stayed up last night and made us a fresh pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got the whipped cream to prove it. Right,
and,
I brought it, and it's in that bag.
You did?
Man,
you guys like my mother-in-law, too, don't you?
Yes,
we do. We love her, even though she's 2 years older
she's
than
She's 2 years older than I am, that's right.
See, she's mad at you because you said that she's older than
But I didn't say how old I was.
Well, yeah. Don't we know, guys?
60.
That's a good point.
You may as well give it up.
No, not yet. You're not 60 yet. Not for another year or two.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. And was that it for you?
That's it. I just wanted to say something nice about my mother-in-law.
Oh, man, that is...
And we got the pie to prove it. What do you
that
see?
That is nice.
We can squirt the whipped cream and everything.
Oh, you got the squirt whipped cream.
Yeah,
oh,
I do.
Oh, that's
so.
That's
Karen is topless, so that'll
be
fun.
Squirt will be easy.
Beautiful. We'll use that, too. Anybody else have anything to say?
I got a couple of things over here.
Oh, Eon the Peon.
Really?
Thank you very much, Dan.
Yeah.
This first thing is for Karen.
It is?
It came out today that George Clooney.
Yeah.
You like George Clooney?
I do like him.
Yeah.
And pretty, you've talked about him before.
Pretty nice-looking man.
Attractive and everything. He came out today and said by this time next year, he wants to be married with 6 kids.
Well, he better get busy adopting.
By this time
next year?
So, Karen?
He didn't say how many women he wants to be the mother of his kids, did he?
Well, no, maybe he wants to be married.
Be married, but then have 6 mistresses and have 6 kids with him.
So I'm saying there might be a...
Ian, I'm so devoted to Merle. Oh, no.
What?
Even if George Clooney came walking in, you would be just...
Saying, I want you to father one of my...
Oh, no,
mother,
I'm just way too devoted.
George Clooney walks in and says, hey,
there you go. Let's get started.
Okay.
Baby making time. So I just thought I'd let you know.
Now, he could marry a woman with 6 kids, couldn't he?
He could. He said sextuplets would be a good option, too.
Or he could adopt an entire family.
Oh,
existing
family.
He
definitely has the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is, we talked about a hoarder yesterday, right?
All the animals.
300 cats.
Yeah.
Well, this is a different kind of hoarder today in Florida. Paramedics had to help this 80-year-old lady out of her apartment. And she was ill or something. So they got to her apartment, and they found that trash was piled up to the ceiling. They had to get a shovel.
They had to
get a shovel and shovel out the trash to get to her.
I think they call that an impacted house.
An impacted house.
I think that's what it's called.
Impacted colon?
I think it's referred to as impacted, I think.
Well, that's a different kind of order.
Well, just imagine the rodents and the cockroaches.
I don't think a shovel would do it. I think I need a bobcat or something that fits out of the ceiling.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
that's kind of like my neighbor. I guess that's why she tries to dump the trash in my trash can and everybody else's trash can. So it's not piled up.
Piled up in the ceiling.
Wasn't there a shell? I always say his last name. Is it still?
Silverstein.
Steen.
Yeah.
Didn't he write something, Sarah Snout, who would not take the garbage out? Didn't he do that?
I don't know if that was him, but I've heard that.
Okay, yeah. And maybe I'm thinking of the wrong author. But I know that there's a story about somebody like this.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Snout.
Would not take the garbage out.
That's right.
That's a good one.
And a couple more things. I would like somebody to call in with maybe children 1 to 2 years of age If they watch this show, I stumbled upon a show on Channel 9 the other day.
Oh, he was talking about
this. It's called Booba.
Booba?
Booba. And it's like the next generation of
Teletubbies.
Teletubbies.
Yeah.
There's five blobby things, different colors.
You sure it's not boobies?
No. Not on Channel 9.
That's two blobby things.
Yeah, that's two blob.
But this show is the strangest show. I don't know. Well, with Teletubbies, too, I don't understand how these shows want to teach children to talk gibberish. Because all the characters on the show, they don't talk any English.
They run around just, and they go...
Yeah, just make-believe words. So I don't understand how that's... supposed to help children. So
what are some of the names on there on the boobies?
I couldn't even tell you because I couldn't even my ears couldn't pick it out what they were saying. They all end in ba though.
Ba.
I know that ba. Different forms of ba. And another show I've been watching this week is Deal or No Deal. Has anybody seen that?
I heard about it. I haven't seen it.
Howie Mandel's hosting it.
What channel?
Channel 5. It's been on every night this week, and it's going to be, I think, just a one-week deal. But they have a bunch of suitcases, 26 suitcases up on the stage, and they choose one, the person, and cash amounts inside the briefcases range from a penny to $1 million.
Ooh.
But the show, I've been recording this show and watching it later on so I can fast-forward the show. It's so drawn out and everything, but it's kind of interesting and kind of fun. It's been done in other countries, and they brought it here. So, just something to watch out for, Deal or No Deal.
So you either win a penny or $1 million.
Yeah, and then along the way, they open other cases to see which dollar amounts have been taken out, and then they have somebody call down from the top of the stage, and they give them a deal. They offer them a certain amount of money to give up their case and just take this deal that the banker is giving them. So,
oh, it's kind of like let's make a deal.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
With Monty Hall.
Yeah,
that was a good
show. Watch it later on. Record it and watch it later because watching it real time for a whole hour is just too drawn out.
Painful.
Yeah. That's it.
I saw Monty Hall the other day speaking to
Holy
him.
Holy cow, he's got to be 100.
You did?
Yes.
Where?
He was on the Hollywood Squares. There was a bunch of old people on the Hollywood Squares. It was like game show day or something. Brett Summers and Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh, yeah, really?
Did he still have those big glasses?
Charles Nelson Reilly. Yeah, but his face is all sunk in, and so was Brett Summers. And
what does he get money from still? How does
he wrote plays, didn't he write plays?
I think he was a writer. Yeah.
He did a lot of plays and stuff and wrote plays. And Brett Summers.
What did she do?
She was married to Jack Klugman.
Yeah.
She had some Klugman money.
I love Let's Make a Deal. Do they show that on the Game Show Network?
Every once in a while.
That was my favorite game show.
Oh,
it really was. Because remember at the end, they'd always go to women in their purses.
Oh,
have a spool of thread in there, I'll give you a $100 bill. Oh, yeah. Rummaging through.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah. It was like you could take what's behind curtain number one, number two, or number three. And sometimes it was like a big donkey or something with some.
Or what Carol Merrill was holding.
That's right. Carol Merrill. But I love Game Show Network. We watch that all the time. I have some. Trevor, do you have anything for the Burke segment?
No.
Nothing for the Burke segment. I have something here. It's you can go and visit Santa. This is tomorrow at the Hooters in South County. It's right there by.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Well, Santa needs.
Take your kids to Hooters. Is that what they're?
Sure. Oh, sure, you can take your...
Is it inside Hooters?
Yeah.
Inside the restaurant?
It's a family place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Alyssa wants to go to Hooters. She goes, I want to go to Hooters. The chicken wings are good. Sure they are. We're going to go in there, and I'm going to take her. But you can visit Santa at Hooters tomorrow in South County from 7 till 9 p.m. A small donation will get you a picture taken with Santa or a Hooters elf.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And the money goes to...
Yeah, the best part is all the money going to Footprints of Cardinal Glenn and Children's Hospital. It's a charity that works with terminally ill children and their families. So,
do you have to be a child to go get your picture taken?
Oh, no, I would
Santa
think not.
One of the elves?
No, one of the Hooters elves? No, you don't have to do that. But this guy does this every year. So you can head out to the Hooters. The Hooters in South County tomorrow from 7 till 9. And all the proceeds will help out that charity. So there you go.
There you go.
And I guess we'll close the Burke segment?
Sure.
Okay. Burke's officially closed. and we have the phones are lit up. We have Ned Spurk here in the studio.
Oh boy.
And this is our last show before Christmas. It's so exciting. We're going to play some Christmas music. We're going to sing, and we're going to just have a grand old time.
Okay. Oh,
it's going to be great.
Yeah, it is. So we'll be back. We'll do it. We'll take your calls. Bye, 50 press.
And now, some of the most romantic words in the English language, words that will drive some men crazy. Construction equipment. Well, if you're a contractor trying to fulfill your construction equipment needs, look no further than Seavers Equipment Company and JCB Construction Equipment. You see, JCB has been in the business for 60 years, providing powerful, dependable machines with industry-exclusive features and unrivaled performance. You see, JCB invented the backhoe and now offers the most complete line of backhoes in the industry that'll meet the most demanding job requirements. Hey, if it pushes, lifts, or scrapes dirt, Seavers has it. Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Illinois, about east of Yafi. Call 618-633-2622 or check out the website at SeversEquipment.com for more details.
You can see that. For Hudson, a friend of mine the other day, and she's expecting a ring sometime soon. And I said, well, she wants the advice. I visit how to be getting engaged this holiday season. Because you can see the jewelers in your hand, 12 months, same as cash. You'll love the Hudson experience. Stress-free, relaxed with close, easy parking, and free gift wrapping as well. Visit the most romantic man in town, John Hudson of Hudson Jewelers at 3244 Namioke Road on Highway 203 in Granite City, or call 1-800-467-9040. That's 1-800-467-9040 to Hudson Jewelers in Granite City. Or check them out online, hudsonjewelers.com. New holiday hours, weekdays till 8, Saturdays till 6, Sundays till 4, Hudson Jewelers.
The end of the year is quickly approaching. For warehouse and facilities managers, that means renewing your warehouse leases. I'm Brian Travers of the Travers Group. I own and manage over 2 million square feet of warehouse space. Before you sign a new lease, call me at 314-389-8000 and I can save you money. I currently have warehouse space for $2 per square foot. I'll customize any size space to fit your needs. We're located I-70 close to Lambert Airport in downtown. Start the new year off saving money. We are half the cost of space in Earth City and Westport. All of my warehouse space is professionally managed and maintained with 24-hour security. Call me, Brian Travers, at the Travers Group, 314-389-8000. For top-quality warehouse space for $2 per square foot, give me a call at 314-389-8000. That's 314-389-8000.
Have you been searching for a unique site for your special event? Look no further than Traube Tent Company. St. Louis's finest tent company. The professionals at Traube Tent Company can transform any site into an elegant setting suitable for any event. Since 1938, Traube Tent Company has been the best place to find quality tents, related equipment, and courteous, well-trained professionals. Each and every event requires a personalized touch. From the smallest party at home to the largest weddings, corporate events, fairs, festivals, or any other special occasion, Traube Tent Company can provide you with exactly what you're looking for to customize your special event in a memorable setting. They specialize in a variety of frame tents, pole tents, expert lighting, subfloor systems, dance floors, tables, chairs, heating and air conditioning, and more, all at competitive prices. Call the tent experts at Traube Tent Company today for an over-the-phone estimate or free on-site inspection. Traube Tent Company, 314-647-TENT.
Now, what you up to this weekend, Libby?
Not much, Pat. Just soaring high above the river bluffs in Austin, Elton, Grafton, Illinois. It's what we bald eagles do every winter.
I'm ready for some rest and relaxation. The Elton region is the perfect place for that all winter long, especially with my bird's eye view of the Great River Road.
I just love watching all of those people shopping and eating in historic downtown Elton.
Hey, you see the ones with the binoculars? Are they looking at us?
They sure are. That lady even has the free official Eagle Watchers guide and is wearing her free eagle souvenir.
I bet they just stopped by the visitor center across from the Argosy Casino Alton. Now, I heard that every Saturday in January they can see live eagles like us from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. courtesy of the World Bird Sanctuary.
The Alton region is the place to be this winter.
Shh. We eagles have a good secret. Let's not give it away.
Brought to you by Alton Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, 1-800-ALTON-IL or www.visitaltonregional.com. Alton.com, Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at HeightMax.com.
Order today and grow taller with Height Max. Height Max is a subsidiary of Sunny Health Nutrition Technology.
Bomarito Cadillac is offering the all-new 2006 CTS for just $288 per month. Bomarito Cadillac at Cave Springs and Highway 70 in St. Peter's, where Price sells Cadillacs.
Hi, it's Frank Opinion, and I am not an expert by any means about money. That's why I believe it's good to know somebody who is. I know two people who are. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker at Stifel Nicolaus. MarkandJason.com is their website. Now, this is the perfect time of year to rethink what you're doing with your money. If you have $25,000 or more to invest, if you've just changed jobs, you have to roll over a 401k, maybe you're retired, maybe you got blown out, and you need to know what to do with that money so you don't lose money, so you don't have to pay taxes on it. These guys can help you with that. You know, it's the end of the official tax year. So as you're getting ready to do your taxes, a perfect time to talk to these guys. It doesn't cost you a thing to meet them. And if necessary, they'll come to you. Listen to what they have to say. Let them listen to what you have to say about your goals financially in your life. It doesn't matter if you're 25 or 45 or 65. Mark and Jason, Stifel Nicolaus. Website. For all the information you need to know, including their phone number, markandjason.com.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin?
Alvin?
Very good, Simon. Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
Holy cow.
So cute.
I don't remember it ending like that with them all arguing like that. That's cool. All right, that's Alvin and the Chipmunks. And we are the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. On the Big 550 KTRS, all the phones are full. We might as well just hit the phones. What do you say?
Sound
and
good.
Bill Cott is here. He's going to join us in about probably about 20 minutes or so. He's in a new movie called...
Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
AM and PM.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have any more of them passes to Santa's Magical Kingdom, and what kind of crazy game can I play to get one?
Holy moly, Mike. You know what? I think we have...
You gave away 1,222 of them yesterday, I counted.
Yeah, we did. We did. We gave a lot of passes away, but I have one pass left, actually. I have one pass left that a friend of mine wanted, but you know what? He can pay his way in to Santa's Magical Kingdom. I will put you on hold and give Trevor your name, and then you can pick it up here at the station, okay? The
last pass.
Okay.
The last pass.
Thanks,
all right.
Dan.
All right.
You're the greatest.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Mike.
Merry Christmas.
Hang on here.
You didn't even have him play a game.
No.
Wow, what a nice guy.
Oh, the heck with it.
Yeah.
No.
I agree.
I know. I did get some emails. People wanted to know where Bill Cleveland got that information.
Oh, and he gave me a copy of it.
But you know what? If anyone wants to know where to go to get that, you can go to Bill's website. He put it on his website today, so it's BillCleveland.com.
Okay, that's better.
And just go to the joke section of his website, and it'll be there. You'll be able to find it there.
Beautiful. Allie's up next.
Hello, Allie.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a joke for Karen.
Oh, do you? I could use one today, Allie.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Allie.
With the planetary thing you were talking about earlier.
Uranus?
Okay, let's hear it.
What does the Starship Enterprise and Toyota have in common?
Oh, shoot.
And what? And what?
The signal broke up. Say it again.
Does toilet paper and the Starship Enterprise have in common?
I think I know that.
Oh, something about Uranus.
Klingons.
Is that
it?
Klingons. Is that
can't,
right,
can't
Allie?
Can't flush either one of them. I'll tell you what.
Allie?
Both circle Uranus Klingons.
There you go. All around.
All around you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Allie. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye.
Bates is up next.
Bates.
Yes. Hello.
That's a good name.
Bates.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Bates.
Is that your last name?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
My grandma used to send me stuff in the mail.
That's not what the first sergeant used to call me. Anyway, I listen to you guys all the time. It's the first time I've called in. I'm hostile as a Hindu about this. There's a soldier boy going to be buried tomorrow out in West County. His name's Peter Navarro.
Yes.
And the funeral home has the flags at half-mast, but the other people don't. And I think that's just a doggone shame. I mean, I stopped up at the Wildwood City Hall, and they go, oh, it's not protocol. Well, that's a lot of bull. I call the governor's office, and they're like, ho-hum. Todd Akin, he don't know nothing. I mean, get a grip. You know, everybody support your troops. And then when a kid goes back over there to help his unit and gets killed, they don't even got the decency to lower the flags to half-mast. I mean, I'm aggravated.
Well, it sounds like you are. And it seems like it could be discretionary that you, no, maybe you don't have to, but maybe you should.
What I mean, I don't have a, you know what, I don't have a dog in this hunt. I don't even know the kid, but I just think it's daggone shame. And, I just wanted to call and cry.
All right.
Okay.
Stay after him, Mr. Bates.
Yeah, stay after him. Maybe they will lower it tomorrow. The funeral's tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, it is. They're going to, he's going to be, they're having the mass at St. Clair there on Clayton Road, and he's going to be buried down at Jefferson Barracks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, well. Thanks for letting me yell and scream.
That's okay. Right. I did earlier.
And maybe they heard it.
I heard, yeah.
Who could?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bates.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rich is in this.
Hello, Rich.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I am in the PM.
Hey.
Hallelujah. I just I heard someone talking about that Booba show or whatever.
Yes, Peon.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have a young kid at home?
Yeah, I've got 3-4 years old and younger. And I stayed home one day, and that show was on, and whoever created that show had to have been on drugs.
Yes, oh, I know.
Absolutely. You know, like a psychedelic backgrounds, and it's just very strange.
Oh, my gosh. And then there's a, there's another one called Ubi.
So Ned gets to live through all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, right? Once again.
Booba. Get ready for Ned.
Yeah, get ready for Booba.
Booby's
yeah.
fine with me.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Holy cow.
Kirk's up next.
What
did he do, though?
He did Kirk.
Kirk Douglas.
Frank is the butt chin, and then you go, I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Frank,
then you have to try that. Try that.
I can't stand. No, I can't. I can't. I don't want to push too hard.
Hey, don't push too hard. No.
You could hurt your anus.
Yeah.
Blow a gasket.
Blow
a gasket. Holy cow. Who's up next?
Kirk!
Oh, that's right.
Talk to the man.
Holy cow.
Kirk.
How y'all doing?
Good.
How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hello, Karen.
Oh, hi, Kirk.
I got a couple things. Karen.
Yes.
You're thinking of Shel Silverstein.
Yeah.
Thank
Sarah,
you.
Sarah, Cynthia, Sylvia Stout.
Who would not take the
garbage out.
See, I thought he did that. Okay.
He did. It's in one of his two books, either right in the attic or where the sidewalk is.
Okay, so I had the wrong name, but it was kind of the right idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Was it a song also? Because he was a singer.
Yeah, he did it as a song on Aventa's 20th anniversary collection.
Ah.
And I thought that the name was, I thought it was Sarah Snout, who would not take the garbage.
It's actually Stout.
Stout, okay, okay.
And two, damn, when you're talking about winning a donkey on which stage, the funniest game he won a donkey. But right there on stage, the donkey decided he had to go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, did you? I watched that show. That was one of the funniest shows. The game show?
Yes.
Yeah, the game show bloopers?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's funny. And I can't say one of the funniest ones was on the Newlywed Game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The weirdest
place you've ever done it?
Yeah. That's a good one.
And the last thing, you know how David Seville got a chemos to sing?
How?
It's actually his voice done back at various high rates of speed recorded.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about the Chipmunk song.
Yeah.
Right. They're all.
And also the Witch Doctor.
Mm-hmm. They're all his voice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something disgusting.
Far funny.
No. Yeah. he got the idea for the Chipmunks because he almost ran over one in his driveway.
Oh, really?
Ah.
Man, you are like a wealth of knowledge for the...
Little roadkill humor.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, Kirk?
Not really, no.
All right.
Okay. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas to
you.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we got time for another one?
Yeah, sure. Mark's up next.
Okay. Hello, Mark.
Hello, I have a joke for you.
Need him today.
Should we load up and see?
Frank took the shotgun.
Took it with him?
Yeah, I don't think he can fly with
No, not now. Because outdoors Ned knows some jokes.
I do.
Load up that gun you brought in, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. There you go.
Got it. Okay.
There's this Amish lady driving her buggy on the road, and a police officer pulls her over. He walks up to the buggy, and he goes, ma'am, I see that you have one of your... She goes, oh, thank you, officer. I have the reins wrapped around the horse's testicles. And she goes, oh, thank you, officer. I'll take care of that. So she goes, I was by an officer. The reflection is bad on the... buggy, and there's something wrong with the emergency brake.
That's Amish humor.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Mark.
The Amish people, they call their husband?
Yeah.
Some of them do.
Or Isaiah or Jebediah.
One of the two. Well, y'all have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Mark.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's do one more.
One more?
Yeah, right. Sarah's up next.
PM's going crazy.
Wow,
with that phone.
Yeah.
Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Sarah?
Nope, Sarah's gone.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Move on to Dave.
She might be a mime.
Yeah, she could. Hello, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Dave.
Hi, how's everybody doing there?
Hey, Dave.
We are fine, Dave. Hi.
Hi.
turn your radio down.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
I'm AM and a PM.
There you go.
You're going to say hi to us for the next half hour.
You got a joke, too, Dave?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
A real good joke.
What do you get when you cross a pig with a Texan?
Well, I don't know.
Nothing. There are just some things a pig won't do.
That's a good one.
Well, thanks.
That's a good one. You got time for a joke?
Sure.
Apparently we do.
Yeah.
This elderly couple were driving out to the West Coast on vacation. They come from New York. And a trooper pulled them over in Arizona, and he said,
This doesn't have anything to do with a taillight and a testicle, does it?
No. And the trooper pulled him over, and he said to the gentleman, he says, do you folks know why I pulled you over? And the little old lady says, what did he say? He said he wants to know if he knows why we pulled us over. Oh, she says, oh, okay. He said, I pulled you over because you were running 25 miles an hour over the speed limit. I will need to see your driver's license and your registration. What did he say? The little old lady said again. The old man's getting aggravated. He says, he wants to see her driver's license and registration. Get it out of the glove compartment. Come on. So she hands it to him. They hand it to the trooper. The trooper says, I see you folks from New York City. Yeah, we are. He says, I've dated a girl from New York City once. Worst date I've ever on. The little lady said, what did he say? And the old man said, he thinks he knows you.
Well,
I cleaned it up a little bit, guys.
You sure did.
Yeah. That's a good, thanks for cleaning it up. Yeah.
I had to clean it up a little.
Yeah.
Hey, you folks have a happy holiday and Merry Christmas. I forget that happy, well, have a happy holiday, but
and we'll have a happy one, too.
These people trying to get rid of Christmas is ridiculous.
Yeah. I know.
Merry
yeah.
Christmas
not
to all
let
of
him
you.
Have it.
And you all have a nice holiday. And tell Frank, is Frank there?
No.
No, he's on vacation.
He's on vacation. Well, tell Frank that Dave Shea called. I sent him a tape in a long, long time ago, probably 6-7 years ago when he was on another station. I sent him a tape to listen to, and I never did hear anything. I never heard nothing from it, but tell him that the tape I sent him, Dave Shea, I've recorded an album down in Tennessee. And,
beautiful.
Everything's working real good for me. But tell him I said a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and AM, AM, and PM, and I hope you all have a nice one.
All right.
Thank you, Dave. Hey, Dave, I just talked to him this morning, and he said if you called to tell you that he was just getting around to listen to that tape.
All right. That's good. Okay.
All right,
have
Dave.
A good one now.
All right, bye-bye. All right, well, Dave's put us over. We got to take a break. We'll be back on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Chevy Red Tag event is here. And your wish list has been taken care of. The price on our tag is the price you pay, not a penny more. So now is the time to take advantage of the best prices of the season on most 2006 models. From Chevy, the number one selling cars, trucks, and SUVs in America, including a surprising number of models that get an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, and the family of the most dependable, longest-lasting trucks on the road. At participating dealers only, offer excludes Corvette and medium-duty trucks. Take delivery by 1306. Sales claim based on R.L. Polk & Company 2005 CYTD passenger car and light-duty truck total registrations in the U.S. Dependability based on longevity. 1981 to July 2004 full-line light-duty truck company registrations. Excludes other GM divisions. The Chevy Red Tag event. See red, save green. See your Mid-America Chevy dealer today.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion. You know, I've never lived in the T.R. Hughes home. I lived in St. Charles for 7 years, but there really was no T.R. Hughes when I lived in St. Charles. Had there been, I guarantee you, I'd have had T.R. Hughes build our house. Now, you ever watch these commercials for home builders? There's that thing on Saturday where they all show their new developments, and you ever notice how every one of them seems to say the same thing? Oh, the most value for the money, the most home for the money, in a natural setting surrounded by the nature, and undisturbed, near to schools and hospitals. It all sounds the same. Okay? Here's how you just differentiate between those and others in T.R. Hughes. Take some time, go out, look around at displays, look at other builders' homes, then look at T.R. Hughes and compare the prices and see how much is included with T.R. Hughes that is an optional expense with other builders. And then check the quality. Take a friend with you who knows about building and knows a little bit about quality. That's what we always did. Take somebody who knows construction. You know, at least more than I did, and that's most people. And then ask the people in the developments, in the subdivisions, who have bought a T.R. Hughes home. Ask them how they like it. Ask them how they like dealing with T.R. Hughes. They want you to do that. I think you're going to find that it's a pretty impressive outfit. Check their website, too, trhughes.com.
Boys and girls, John Hadley here to tell you about the Replacement Window Company. The key to success in any aspect of life is planning. And you know, and I know, this winter is going to be ridiculous. The cost of heating is going through the roof, and we both know right now the only way to take care of business is to plan and batten down the hatches right now, which is where the Replacement Window Company comes into play. You can start having new windows installed in your house for as little as $189 per window. Winter is approaching quickly, folks. Think about the money that you'll save on your heating bill when you install new windows today. Replacement Window Company offers you quality, major brand, vinyl, double-pane, thermal windows. The choice is yours. Pay the utilities a ridiculous rate or pay yourself with brand-new windows installed by the Replacement Window Company. Call them today, 314-645-9400, 314-645-9400, the Replacement Window Company.
From ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. Call it the incredible shrinking Patriot Act extension. First, it was making it permanent or nothing. Then last night, the Senate said 6 months. Now let's go live to ABC's Vic Ratner at the Capitol to find out what we're down to now. Vic?
Gil, it's a Christmas present of sorts from the House, a one-month extension of the Patriot Act instead of the 6 months that the Senate had okayed.
The reason I went along with the five-week extension is so that the President would not be forced into calling a special session of Congress for next week.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Sensenbrenner, who says 5 weeks till February is more than enough time to negotiate differences on the shape of a permanent Patriot Act. Gil?
ABC's Vic Ratner live at the Capitol. And as short as that is, the Patriot Act extension is 10 times longer than transit workers were able to keep a strike going in New York City. They're coming back to work. ABC's Bob Schmidt live in New York with that, Bob.
Gil, state mediators convinced both sides to resume bargaining and convinced union officials who were facing the possibility of heavy personal fines to get the workers back to the job. Mayor Mike Bloomberg says a huge transit system can't be turned back on with the flip of a switch.
The Transit Authority will need something between 10 and 18 hours after workers show up to get the system up to full capacity.
So it sounds like they could be back for the morning rush. Gil?
All right, ABC's Bob Schmidt live in New York. We're being packed like sardines in a number five train. Probably never felt so good. The 18-year-old son of Indianapolis Colts coach Tony Dungy has been found dead in an apartment near Tampa, Hillsborough County Sheriff spokeswoman Debbie Carter.
The girlfriend of James Dungy had just returned to the apartment and discovered him. The first deputy on the scene performed CPR until Hillsborough County Fire Rescue arrived.
The St. Petersburg Times is quoting the medical examiner's office as saying James Dungy's death was apparently a suicide. ABC Moneyscope, the Dow up 56 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
My girls don't like to drink white milk, and the only way I could get them to drink it was with chocolate milk. I'd seen on TV that Ovaltine has extra vitamins in it. Now I'm using it, and my girls love the taste. And they're drinking their milk, getting their calcium, and all the vitamins from Ovaltine. I stopped using Nesquik because it just doesn't have the vitamins that Ovaltine has.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Hillshire Farm reminds you to invite our little Smokies to your holiday shindig.
So this is what this party is like.
Yes, your party. You throw it every year.
Oh, this year's better. I finally got out of the kitchen. Thank you, Little Smokies.
All the work we do at Hillshire Farm means delicious Little Smokies cocktail sausages are so quick and easy, you can enjoy your own party for a change. Heat them up in barbecue sauce and you're entertaining. Hillshire Farm Little Smokies, America's favorite smoked sausage.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. St. Louis's police chief says Officer Matt Greco is lucky to be alive after being shot early this morning on Dr. Martin Luther King.
They should have bought a lottery ticket because that's how lucky he was. He had a gunshot wound right to the right side of his neck that went out the back portion of his neck.
Chief Joe Mokwa says the suspect remains at large. Mokwa describes that suspect as black, about 5 feet 9, 165 pounds with braids. The chief says investigators are following up
on a number of leads. A St. Louis man, meantime, has been indicted this afternoon for last month's assault of a Hazelwood police officer. A grand jury has indicted 28-year-old Raymond Cortez Dixon for first-degree assault on a law enforcement officer. Prosecutors say Officer Brian Hale suffered serious injuries after being punched and kicked during a routine traffic stop near Pershing and North Hanley. Hale is recovering. The St. Louis man killed this morning when his Explorer was struck broadside by a freight train near Robertsville is identified as 59-year-old Douglas Fuller. Investigators say Fuller failed to stop at a railroad crossing.
These grade crossings are extremely dangerous. They all don't have, arms that drop down and the bells and the whistles and the lights flashing. In this situation, it was just a crossbuck sign that said railroad crossing.
Highway Patrol Corporal Al Notham tells KTRS News two passengers in the Explorer still in critical condition. They are 22-year-old Ann Fuller and 21-year-old Laura Warren. They're from St. Louis. They were flown to St. John's Mercy. Investigators say an artificial Christmas tree may have caused this morning's fire. It ripped through a Baldwin home. KTRS's Steve Klotz was on the scene.
There's a ladder directly above the ranch-style house. A firefighter continues spraying water on the remaining hot spots. The roof of the house has gaping holes, exposing only the wood beams. There is white smoke still rising from the brick house on Wild Forest Drive. That's probably a good sign, though, meaning hopefully that the fire is now under control. But the damage does look to be pretty heavy.
There were no injuries. Ellisville's police chief says they put together an action plan in preparation for a Kansas group that plans to demonstrate tomorrow at a funeral for soldier Peter Navarro. Chief Tom Felgate declines to give details of the plan. He does tell KTRS News he's confident police will be well prepared. The Topeka-based group says soldiers are dying and natural disasters happen because God hates homosexuals. Ellisville's mayor, Jeff Corey, is asking anyone who may want to counter-protest to stay away. The mayor says he doesn't want the community to be baited by the group.
We understand that this group has really a ploy to try to incite a reaction from people and become the news story for their own purposes, and that's something we just don't want to play into.
Ellisville, Baldwin, Wildwood, and County Police met today to discuss how to deal with that group. The Simmons Cooper Market Report, the Dow ends the day up 55, NASDAQ up 15, and the S&P up 5 points. News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller's Weather Plus forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy skies, our low down to 38, and tomorrow increasing clouds with a high of 57. Fair skies, 56 is our current temperature. It is 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
Explore the magnificence of ancient Sumer, the world's first civilization, through one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time, treasures from the royal tombs of Ur. Now open at the St. Louis Art Museum. Exquisite and extravagant jewelry of gold, lapis lazuli, and carnelian, cups of gold and silver, and bowls of alabaster are among the pieces from one of the most spectacular archaeological discoveries of all time. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur contains a rich collection of objects made from the Royal Court of Sumer, the traditional site of the Garden of Eden. Don't miss this limited engagement to see these rare works of art at the St. Louis Art Museum. Treasures from the Royal Tombs of Ur. It's open now at the St. Louis Art Museum.
Holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. 7 holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. From the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
Ellie Smith Jewelers and Gifts invites you to stop by and shop for everyone on your gift list this holiday season. Ellie Smith, formerly Grandpa's Jewelry, has three St. Louis area stores. each with over 6,000 square feet of beautiful diamond rings, bracelets, earrings, charms, and watches. Or shop Ellie Smith's giftware department for precious moments, Waterford, Fenton glass, and more. Their no-pressure consultants will help you find the right piece of jewelry or giftware to fit every budget. Serving the St. Louis area for over 40 years, Ellie Smith offers the best prices and largest selection. They really do. So this holiday season, visit Ellie Smith Jewelers and Gifts in South County across from the JCPenney Catalog Store, in Collinsville at Highway 255 and Collinsville Road, or in Fairview Heights on Highway 159. You are sure to find that perfect holiday gift for everyone on your list.
Here to help you however we can.
Premier Service.
Meet your goals, whatever you plan.
Premier People. Premier Service. Premier Bank.
Hi, I'm Pam Harrell, commercial lender at Premier Bank. We lend strength to our community by helping businesses grow and prosper. We're locally owned and we're expanding to serve you better. Lending decisions are made locally, so you'll enjoy quick turnaround time and lenders who understand the local market. I'm ready to put my 15 years of financial service experience to work for you. Call or come by to see me, Pam Harrell, at the St. Peter's Banking Center at 70 and Highway 79. I guarantee competitive rates, solid guidance, and premier service. You've got my word on it. Premier Bank in St. Charles and St. Peter, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Premier People, Premier Service, Premier Bank.
After the baby, I started working out and got a pain reliever for my knees. Went back to work, got something else for tension headache. Baby got big, oh, I got one more for my back. Every new pain, a different pain reliever. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, so I'm ready. For anything, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed.
Coming in the spring of 2006,
Let's go.
La Russa's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
Time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306 a day of war. Bearing no utensils and some useless old utensil. Or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how much will not
Jerry Lewis.
It. What's important is the price. The Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchant, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Friends that we have heard on high, tell us to go out and buy. Let the raucous sleigh bell jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Who is that? Who is that? I don't know. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
That's funny, man. Did you think that was funny? Did you think it was funny?
Who are you?
Yeah.
Hey,
what's going on?
Who is I don't know who we are. You know, I don't know. I don't know
we
who
have
we
some
are.
Crossover here.
We got a skip in the signal. We're on a ham radio, and we were talking to some people in Germany, and all of a sudden we're with you people. I don't even know who you are. Did you think that was funny, Amanda?
Yes.
Get closer. Get closer. Think it's funny?
Yes.
Oh, man, me too.
This is weird. There's like another radio.
This is weird. This is very weird. Hey, this is the Jim and Andy show.
It is?
Yeah. There's Jerry Lewis again.
Yeah, funny.
This must be from France.
That is very funny. So, I don't know who you guys are. What part of the world are you in?
We are in St. Louis.
Midwest, really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Unknown radio station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. Hey, can we join in?
Where are you?
Sure.
We'd like to, we're on a ham radio. This is a freak, one of those solar things, like a sunspot. So we'll just sit back and be your guests if you don't mind. This is St. Louis?
Yeah.
Amanda, say hi to St. Louis.
Hello, St. Louis.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Are you guys one of those spiral sliced ham radios?
How did you describe your station? It's like a nothing station?
Yes, we are a nothing station.
Yeah, kind of a pirate station.
I'm starting to see why. Yeah, spiral
pirate
ham radio.
Station. New startup station.
This just happens to be a honey baked ham radio. Tricks ham radio. How long do you want to go with this?
Oh, my.
We're guests. I'll shut up. Go right ahead with your show. We'd like to hear what it sounds like.
Okay. Oh, thanks. Since you just joined us, we also have someone in the studio. His name's Bill Cott.
Never heard of him.
He's an actor. He's a huge actor.
He's not that big. He's
that's not very
no
nice.
Way, Joe. Please. No. Bill Cott is starring in. It's a starring role, isn't it?
Yes, I'm one of the featured leads.
Whoa!
How about that? In a movie that starts tomorrow, it's called The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville.
Yep.
And it's about it's all about Special Olympics. Is that right? And Johnny Knoxville tries to...
Here's what happens. Johnny Knoxville is a character named Steve, who he's not really the brightest guy, let's say. And he has to wind up paying for a surgery for someone. And the only way he could raise the money is by doing what you or I would do if we needed to raise the money, which is to rig the Special Olympics. Now, a lot of people, because it's a Farrelly Brothers movie, assume at first that it's going to be making fun of people who are intellectually disabled, mentally challenged, but that's not the case. The film has 100% backing from the Special Olympics, and Tim Shriver was at the screening in Los Angeles a few weeks back, and it's just, I'm proud as I can be to be back here in St. Louis.
And you're from St. Louis.
Yeah,
a graduate of Ritner?
Ritner High School, class 87.
Ritner.
Oh, you know the Huskies. Thank you. By the way, I got to say, you're looking gorgeous today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
No, that was
seriously
kind
of... Hi, Bill.
Oh,
man.
Oh, Lord Almighty. But you have like a laundry list of stuff that you've been... You were in Galaxy Quest with Tim Allen,
mm-hmm.
right?
I played a nerd at the convention.
Like the Trekkie guys.
Yeah, I walk up to Alan Rickman and say, "By Grabthar's hammer, by the Sons of War van, I shall avenge you."
Nice, thank you. That sounds just like you.
Yeah.
You were in Dude, Where's My Car?
Once again, I played a nerd dressed in bubble wrap.
What is with you and the nerd stuff?
Take a look at me and ask what's with the nerd stuff.
And then you just were on CSI not too long ago.
And I saw that episode. Yeah. That was great. It was a guy who had a disorder where his brain does not tell his stomach it's full. And the guy actually... it's a true condition. But the guy actually in the story ate himself to death.
Oh, boy. I got a picture.
So, Bill, you ate yourself to death?
Yeah. That was probably the least I've ever eaten at Thanksgiving this year. Because I knew I was about to see myself on a morgue table.
Yeah, and they found him dead in a dumpster.
I spent two days in a dumpster shooting that thing.
Wow.
The first day, they dressed it with the garbage and put everything in there. And then the camera broke down. So the next day, we had to reshoot it. But they weren't about to spend all the money again on the garbage. So I was sleeping working in a nice, sloppy, smelly dumpster.
Cool.
Oh, man. Oh.
Cha-ching, baby.
So before we forget anything, you're doing like a premiere tomorrow night at Ronnie's.
Ronnie's 20. Me, my friends, my family, everybody who knows me is coming out to support. And we're just going to go to, and thank you to all the people at Werenberg for making this possible. But I'm going to be there from like 6 o'clock on. The show starts at 7:15. And I'm going to be there beforehand just to meet people and say hi. And, you know, we'll probably go out for a drink afterwards.
It'll be fun. And now you played can they say retarded? Or do they?
You know what?
Can you say that anymore? Is that politically correct to say that?
You can say mentally retarded.
Or is it?
You have to follow start it with mentally retarded.
You wouldn't hit the dump button for saying that word.
An educational diagnosis. Yes.
However, most of the Special Olympians prefer that you don't use that word.
What do you use?
physically or mentally challenged.
Physically challenged.
Depending on what the disorder might be.
How about kids
mentally challenged? Intellectually disabled is the word that is used in Spirit magazine, the magazine of the Special Olympics.
How about kids with Down syndrome? Is that the same? All in
yeah.
That?
Yeah, and this film also has the endorsement of the National Down Syndrome Association.
How about nerds that are in a dumpster that eat themselves to death? What do they call those people?
That's called working for scale.
I see.
Now, you played one of the intellectually challenged people.
Yes.
And the Special Olympians came in, I understand, and thought that you were really intellectually challenged.
That's happened to Dan.
Oh, yeah, it has. It has happened to me a lot.
Yeah, there were some people on the set who weren't sure. As a matter of fact, there's a review that came out in Variety today reviewing The Ringer, and I was mentioned alongside the other disabled actors. Mm-hmm. So I felt the fact that I was mistaken for one of them really, really made me feel great.
Yeah, that's the good news. Know? Yeah, that's terrific.
It is.
That's good acting.
Yeah,
acting.
I was really happy with the feedback I got from a lot of the parents of the Special Olympians and the Special Olympians themselves.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I did talk to your sister. I worked with your sister a long time ago.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I worked with his sister down on Market Street. I worked with her, but we had talked, and she said, now you're getting involved with the Special Olympics.
Yep.
And you did a lot of things with the kids off the set.
Yeah, I had an improv workshop, and I really love. I'll tell you, the Special Olympians who took part in my improv workshops were some of the best improvisers you've ever seen, because improv is all about being right there in that moment. Mm. And of course, I'm getting all serious while talking about improvisation.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Get out your dictionaries. but they were some of the best improvisers. They were all about being in the moment and being emotionally honest, and they just blew me away.
That's
neat. So yeah.
Yeah.
So we did stuff like that. Went out bowling. Went to hockey games and. You had a ball.
You also did radio, right? And that's how you kind of got the character? Because didn't you play a character similar to this?
Yeah, I did a character kind of similar to that on The Future with Amit and Kennedy, which was Amit Zappa and Kennedy from MTV. And we had a radio show on the very short-lived... I'm always in these short-lived projects. Thank God I finally got one that's going to be around at least for a week on Comedy World Radio. Yeah. So that character would occasionally come on and host a radio show.
Yeah. And how was it working with Johnny Knoxville?
Johnny Knoxville was great. I got to say this, you know, he has this reputation for being a jackass, whatever, and, you know, pulling pranks on people, and he never pulled a prank on me or anybody else I knew on that set, except for Mark Fisher, one of the producers, who kept on picking a prank fight with him, like putting, you know, mouse traps in his pockets.
Ooh.
Really? Yeah. You know who was famous for that back in the 60s? Prank Sinatra.
Is this that ham radio station?
It's the ham radio
station.
Ham and
cheesy jokes.
What else have you done? Because I saw you you do a lot of animated stuff, too.
Yeah, I just finished a series of Curious George, the animated series. We just did the first season. And I play the doorman who says things like, "Who's that little brown fellow with you, Mr. Man in the yellow hat? A monkey? Hot dog!" Thank you. That was a lot of fun. And William H. Macy narrates that series, and there's a lot of great animation and voice talent involved in that production. So keep your eyes out for that sometime after the feature film comes out.
With the animation now, did they come looking for you, or was this an audition thing and you decided, you know what, I want to voice something in cartoons?
I wanted to do this for the longest time, to have, you know, a whole series. I've done a lot of cartoons on Saturday Night Live, the Ex-Presidents and the Ambiguously Gay Duo.
Oh, yeah.
That's my voice. I do the announcer. I say things like, "This week's episode, It Takes Two to Tango."
I love that.
Oh, yeah. So, and I love working with Robert Smigel, and so that was fun. But to have, like, a whole series, I mean, you know, we just finished the first season, and then I just did a pilot for a first episode of Diggs Tailwagger, who's a galactic rover. It's a little dog in outer space.
Oh.
And it's a really cute character. And I'm hoping he says things like, "I get to go on the landing party? That'd be awesome!" And it's all in space, so it's like space, only it's done doggy style.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Amanda, turn your head.
If it's in space, then you have the different planets.
Exactly.
Different
planets. The way they exist in space.
You have Saturn, and you have.
Oh, don't say it. Yeah. Here it comes.
And Mars.
And Mars.
Yeah.
And Uranus.
Okay.
There's another ring.
Yeah.
Two new rings.
They found another ring around Uranus.
Two rings.
Two rings.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Now, do you live here in St. Louis, or are you out in L.A. all the time?
I come back to St. Louis whenever I can. I live in Los Angeles now, but I'm back here for the holidays to spend time with my family and to be out at Ronnie's tomorrow night at 7:15. Yeah, I live in L.A. Is that too long of an answer?
No, that's fine. That's fine. But you, when you're in town, though, you're AM and the PM. You do listen.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. When I come back to St. Louis, there's one thing that I am. And that is AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
Can you feel it?
Yeah.
I can.
Frank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I say something? It's an honor to be on this show. Frank, years ago, me and my brother won the convert contest back on 55K USA.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Convert contest.
Well, we had a if you could convert, if you would convert somebody from another station.
Yeah.
To KUSA, you won. I think it was a Mercedes convertible, Bill.
It was two Mercedes convertibles,
okay.
One for each of us. And I won it by the word of the day. We had to know the word of the day, and the word of the day was horny.
That doesn't ring. That kind of show.
Another stage.
Amanda, turn your headphones off.
Must have been a big band thing or something.
I think it was. So how about that, Frank? We bring in a big movie star. He's got his premiere tomorrow night.
Now, when do you bring in the big movie star?
At Ronnie.
Yeah, he's here right now.
Oh, okay. Bill? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Bill Cott. He's been doing stuff. He was just on CSI Karen's song.
It was a great episode.
Any more things coming up on TV that we can look for you?
Just look for, hopefully, Diggs Tailbagger will get picked up. And, That's all I got to talk about right now. I got some interesting auditions coming up, but I'm not sure if I should talk about those.
The
right
Curious
now.
George thing.
Curious George.
Where will that be?
That'll be on PBS.
Okay.
Which is Channel 9 here still,
right?
Keep your eye out for that. And, you know, I play the doorman and Hundley the dog. And, you know, keeping my fingers crossed, Diggs Tailwagger gets picked up. And,
And that's on Nickelodeon, is that right? Would that be Nickelodeon?
Yeah, that would be Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, here's the thing. I'm not supposed to talk about this, or maybe I'll talk about it with you guys.
We're getting a scoop.
Turn the transmitter off.
Turn it off. We're talking amongst us here in the studio. Yeah. Okay.
Great. I think you guys are forgetting that after last weekend, nobody's listening.
No.
Oh, that's right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, right. The Farrelly Brothers' next film is The Three Stooges.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm hoping.
Joe Besser.
No.
Everybody's favorite Stooge.
Joe Besser.
That's my sandwich.
No.
It's
Larry Moe and Curly, and I've told Peter that I would really love a shot at Curly, so I'm going to be auditioning for that. I can't say that's going to be my next project.
Awesome. That would be incredible. Yeah. You'll probably have to gain some No, maybe.
I'll take the mic.
Hey, Bill, that's the kind of stuff I get all the time.
And then they have to shave your head. No, maybe not.
That's fine.
I didn't even know they were going to do a movie about the Stooges. Oh, that's the front
script.
Row. Holy.
Did they cast some of the other parts yet? Didn't I hear a couple?
No, those are all just rumors.
Okay.
There was some talk about Benicio del Toro. There was some talk about Mel Gibson, both of those guys as Mo, and I'm like,
Mel Gibson as Mo?
I don't think so.
Hey, you knuckleheads.
What's that now?
That was Mel Gibson.
Your Mel Gibson impression? Did I hear that again?
Hey, Dan, my daughter is over here motioning. She wants to hear. She loves Mel Gibson. She wants to hear that again.
That was really good.
Do that again.
Okay, Mel Gibson as Mo. Hey, you knuckleheads.
Wow.
Have you worked a little bit on Curly?
I worked a little bit on Curly.
But you don't have to do it now.
I can do a little fly upon the wall. Ain't you got no clothes at all? Ain't you got no petty skate? Ain't you got no shimmy shake?
Poor fly, ain't you cold?
Good curling.
That sounded just like Mel Gibson. Oh, that was curly. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was curly.
Good luck.
Anyhow, things go well. I would love to have an audition for that.
Oh, that's great. So tomorrow night you're going to be at Ronnie's starting at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
And you're going to do some bowling there? They got the little bowling alley.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever
inside.
Seen it? I haven't been there since. Oh, yeah. I think the last movie I saw there was Splash.
Oh,
with my cousin Steve a long time ago.
Totally different inside.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
All right.
I bet they were impressed in L.A. when you said you were going to St. Louis to the Ronnies. Huh?
Yeah, isn't that a Warrenburg cinema?
Warrenburg.
So it opens, The Ringer opens this Friday, starring Johnny Knoxville and Bill Cott. Oh, or should we say Bill Cott
and
Johnny Knoxville.
I'm still willing to take second billing.
Oh, okay. All right. Frank, do you have anything for Bill while your guys are sitting there?
Hang on. Anything? Nope.
No. Well, I guess that'll do it then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're going to hang with us for a little bit, aren't you?
Who are you talking
to? You.
Well, let me look. Hang on.
Maybe Amanda will stay with us.
Looking for
I'll
schedule.
Stay. All right, okay. Amanda.
Amanda will be here.
Amanda's going to stay for a little while. All right, tomorrow night The Ringer opens up, and you can check out with Bill Cott at Ronnie starting at 6 o'clock. And we'll be back on the Big 550 KTRS.
We've saved the best for last. The Joseph A. Bank Last Minute Gift Sale. Cashmere sweaters, regularly $275, now $99. A huge selection of sport shirts, golf shirts, wool sweaters, cotton sweaters, silk sweaters, only $39. Even all corduroy pants, now $39. How about the entire stock of Joseph A. Bank luggage? Just $99. Plus, last-minute bonuses, like every camel hair blazer, $149. Wool cashmere dress pants, regularly $150, now $49. And a huge selection of dress shirts, only $29. The Joseph A. Bank last-minute gift sale on what men really want for Christmas, now through Saturday.
Joseph A. Bank, with two area locations in St. Louis, North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road in Creve-Coeur, and in Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
Are you tired of cleaning and scrubbing that old, dirty, worn-out, nasty vinyl floor in your kitchen? Have you ever wondered how beautiful your kitchen would look